Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Lula da Silva is mending in Brazil, but some weeks or months back, I recall Lula da Silva traveling to La Paz, the capital of Bolivia, to visit with President Arce, either before or after. My memory's indistinct, Evan. A story that there had been a coup attempt or an assassination attempt on President Arce. Now, some weeks or months later, the timeline is not critical here, it's the theme, there is a report advanced, I believe, in the person of Evo Morales himself, the former president who once fled Bolivia because of talk of a bad election and coup attempts. There is talk that there was an assassination attempt on Evo Morales. Now, I'm advised that what goes around comes around, I understand. But there is also history of Morales exaggerating events. And there was question, as I recall, that Arce might have been exaggerating events when he said there was either a coup or an assassination attempt. What does this mean about Bolivia? Do they live on these conspiracy stories?
Well, first of all, John, Bolivia in the heart of South America is in a state of political chaos as well as a deep criminal problem. So as we go up to the August 2025 presidential election, who will determine who the next leader is, you have the ruling party, the MAS, essentially within a civil war in itself. The current president, Luis Arce, who used to be the economist under previous president Evo Morales, has one section of the MAS. He claims the MAS is his own party. Evo Morales, who has been basically excluded from running. There's some question of whether he can legally be excluded or not. They not only have rival political factions that protest each other and do various different things, but it's believed that they each may be associated with rival criminal organizations. And there's been a series of court rulings and other matters against each other and their claims to the party. And so there's really a series of there's an amount of chaos and destabilization. But of course, in addition to that, that comes in the context of the struggle between the highland, the Altiplano, and the lowlands in Bolivia, the more prosperous Medio Luna. It comes in the context of shortages of gas, shortages of foreign currency, record wildfires, and other things. But the most recent, as you pointed out, there was an incident in which the Bolivian counter-narcotics police, Falcon, apparently shot out the tires of Evo Morales' car. There's a question of who shot first. Apparently, Evo Morales admits that he or somebody in his car shot at the Felsen patrol. So the government position was that he basically tried to run a roadblock and they shot at his car. Evo Morales says that they were trying to assassinate him. As you pointed out, this comes on top of a story a couple months ago where a general loyal to Arce, a general Jose Zuniga, apparently tried a coup attempt. There's a question of whether it was a staged coup or not. So it's always difficult in Bolivia to know, what is actually behind what gets reported in the news. But I think the underlying story is, as we go towards the elections next year, is really this question of economic crisis, social crisis, political crisis, and what direction will Bolivia take as we go forward.
Evo Morales. Didn't he flee Bolivia at some point? Wasn't he a seeking sanctuary? And as I recall, he first went to Mexico and then Argentina. He was bouncing around. Now he's back in Bolivia. What is his status? I mean, they're going to arrest him? Is he seen as a future presidential character? What is he?
What? He was a charismatic cocalero, basically a union organizer. He ruled the country from, I believe it was 2006 until 2018. When people believe that Bolivia, which changed government so frequently, it was unprecedented that they actually managed to pull together the different indigenous groups and factions for so long. However, during that time, while trying to orchestrate his reelection for a technically unconstitutional fourth term, he was essentially caught by OAS observers and others trying to rig the election. That led to protests. That led to the his ouster. There was an interim government by a woman by the name of Jeanine Añez, so Evo Morales at the time took refuge in Argentina, which at the time was governed by friendly Peronists. But when his previous understudy and economics minister Luis Arce actually won the election that finally occurred in 2020, Evo Morales decided that it was safe enough for him to come back into the country. The problem was that Morales always believed that Arce was his man, and that he was not going to be subordinate to Arce. And so as we move towards 2025, that's really what unleashed the struggle, which started out friendly but has gotten increasingly bitter between Morales and Arce, his essentially previous understudy for control over the MAS. And so he is back in Bolivia, although again there's been a series of essentially lawfare type of activities done against him. One of the recent cases, there's certainly a certain record of his interest in young, perhaps underaged women, and so there was recently a case where a judge in Bolivia was going to put out an arrest warrant for him for statutory rape with a minor and an associated charge with human trafficking. So again, he says that this is just lawfare against him. The opposition says no, it's a legitimate charge. So the use of the courts as well as the use of the protests in the streets continue to be vehicles in determining who will be the next leader of the country.
Professor Evan Ellis, the New World Report. We're headed to Cuba.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.